First ever home game, Nashville SC, Nissan Stadium, Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock. Back here on the show, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Steve Lehman, News Channel 5. Alongside, we say hello to their head coach, Gary Smith, joins us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
You excited? First ever home game.
Oh, extremely. Yeah, we've been away all preseason other than 10th, which was a wonderful occasion, as we all know. So we're really ready for this, and it looks like it's going to be a very special occasion.
It is. We had Michael Reed on a couple of days ago on the show, your captain, and really impressed by just talking to him. He you know, we had fun with him. It was just a lot. And obviously, more importantly, you need to him produce. What does he bring to your team?
Well, I've worked with Michael before, of course, and you know, Michael's a terrific character, number one. He leads by example. He's one of those guys that every single day in the training environment, he brings a top attitude and a competitive spirit. He's also a very talented lad. If you look at the way that he plays in that midfield, he's very reliable. He has good individual quality on the ball. And on top of that, he's a bright, intelligent and appreciative individual of how we want to play. So when I had the chance and saw the opportunity to maybe bring Michael in, it was a bit of a no-brainer, really. And, of course, having players that have been around me before and understand what I'm after and the type of characteristics of the team that we're trying to put together here, that was a really nice piece to add.
You kicked off your season last Saturday on the road, a tough first game ever against Louisville. It didn't go your way. You guys were shut out. But what did you learn, Gary, about your team after game one?
As you said, a really tough encounter. When the fixture list came out, it certainly looked like it was going to be a real difficult test. We learned a lot about the group, as I'm sure we will as this season unfolds. And I truly believe that if I had the experience of being in a franchise that had just started, a brand new group before, then I'm sure I'd be saying exactly what I'm going to now, which is that this group of players will grow. They'll learn from their mistakes. They'll learn from each difficult game, each encounter that they have to try and overcome, for good and for bad. And it's those moments as you try and build that rapport as a team of individuals, that you start to see the better quality out of the team. So, you know, we learned that there are going to be some really tough days ahead of us. There are going to be some tough teams to play against. And as we showed on that occasion, that we have good determination, we have a great group of lads that have got true focus. And sometimes the result won't always go your way, but we certainly feel as though we can turn the tables on that this weekend. And over the course of the season, we feel as though we'll certainly come out on the good side of those results rather than the bad side on more occasions than not.
We're talking to Gary Smith, Nashville SC head coach. And, Coach, you got to be fired up about this game. There's a chance to set a record here for the USL's home opener for a new team. 20,231 is the record. As I look here, over 18,000 tickets have already been sold. So this has a chance to really be a special event.
It's a phenomenal undertaking and achievement already. I mean, if that record is broken, I truly believe, and I was saying, you know, just earlier in the week about the growth of soccer in this region and this southern region of the US. I mean, Atlanta's a great example of obviously what can be achieved. But looking at what the Predators and the Titans are able to produce and the way that the fans get behind those groups, I've only been here for a year. But when I look at what the community and the city are capable of achieving, I see no reason why, you know, not only can this record be broken this weekend, but for the group to go on and be one of the top supported soccer teams in the nation. There's no reason why that can't be achieved.
You've got, this is an interesting storyline for this game. You've got a couple of players on your team that used to play for Pittsburgh and another guy that used to play for their coach. So what factor, if any, do you think that is in this game?
Well, you can get a little bit of an insight into the coach's mindset and, you know, what he likes to achieve when he's on the road. I honestly think in this game, it's Pittsburgh's first, it's their first fixture of the season. You know, I'm sure that there will be some characteristics that come out in this group, but the coach is new to the group, to Pittsburgh. He has six or seven players from his old club. There will certainly be some similarities with how he's played before. That tends to be the case. But in all honesty, they're in a building process. I'm sure some of that stout and resolute defending that I've seen from Bob Lilly's teams will be evident. They certainly won't turn up and be easy to play around and play through and allow us to just enjoy the day. They'll be here to upset the excitement and, you know, to really pour some cold water on what could be a fabulous day. So we know we've got a tough test. We have a tiny bit of insight into their group. But in all honesty, it will be about how we play, how we come together on the day and what sort of creation are we capable of against a very stout and defensive type team. So, you know, we're in a good place. We feel confident. The lads are excited, of course, and, you know, we're ready to go.
This is going to sound like a dumb question, but it's a question relative to other sports. For example, in college basketball, there is a huge home court advantage. Statistically, for home teams, there's a lot of upsets if you're just playing on your home court. Other sports, it's not as much. But what about soccer? I know in World Cup, the one thing comes to mind for me, on the continent that the World Cup is played, it's almost always won by a team that is from that continent.
From there.
So what about a home field advantage in soccer in general? How much can a crowd sway a game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's far greater than that. If you look at most teams, they are in one way, shape or form trying to take advantage of their home turf, whether that's a team at altitude, whether that's a team in real, you know, heat conditions, whether that's a team that play on turf, whether that's a team with a small pitch or a really large dynamic of a pitch. You know, the team is normally recruited and suits those environments. And we're obviously in the early stages of that. We have to find a way for our home field to be difficult to come and play on and for us to be a very, very tough side to play on our home turf. And I honestly think that in these early stages, the crowd will be the biggest factor. While we're trying to find our way and tiptoe our way through those positives and how we warm to the First Tennessee Park and how we deal with Nissan Stadium, the crowd will be the determining factor. At the weekend, both ourselves and Pittsburgh are seeing Nissan Stadium for the first time. The big difference will be that there'll be nearly 20,000 or more people there that want us to win. So, you know, we really need that group of people to get behind us.
Gary Smith, Nashville SC coach, joining us here on 102.5 The Game. Coach, it seems like there have been so many milestones with this organization, just being formed, and then you have the game against Atlanta back in February, and you put this all together. Has it seemed like it's been a whirlwind to get to this game and the true regular season home opener, or has it crawled since that Atlanta game to get back to town and have this moment on the horizon?
To be honest, I think it's been a bit of a whirlwind for me personally, full stop. There's been so much happening in this last year since I got into town. The preseason has absolutely flown by. When the players got into town, getting to work with them practically and really getting the team shape and starting to form some identity in these preseason games as you know, just flashed by. The Atlanta game was a wonderful experience, only dampened by the weather, of course, but to see the way that everyone came out to watch our very first game was just so uplifting. You know, the confidence in the group grew from that. And when I look at where we're at right now, whilst there's still plenty of development to be had in our group, and there's still a pathway and a long road towards being successful in the USL, I think we're in a very, very good place. And, you know, it won't be long before everyone's talking about the next step and you know, breaking ground on the stadium for MLS. And that will be the next, you know, whirlwind of press that's out there. But at the moment, the true focus is on USL, on winning games, on being successful, and ultimately putting a product on the field that the fans are proud of and are excited to come and watch.
So last thing before you get out there tomorrow, I imagine it's been a little bit difficult with a new team to completely understand even what you have on the roster and with your team as you go through the preseason compared to if you had a already established roster and team. So what do you hope to learn tomorrow in game two in front of the home fans?
Well, on a much better surface, and Nissan Stadium will be a fantastic field to play on. I truly hope to see some of the qualities that we've been accustomed to during the preseason. We are a talented group. I'd love the players to be able to show 20,000 fans how talented we are. We have inspirational and creative individuals, and we have lots and lots of energy. And my hope tomorrow is that we can see again some of those characteristics in the side, and we can win the game, because the one thing I can't do as a coach is instill that confidence, which winning does. So a victory at the weekend and a very bright, exciting, purposeful performance would be wonderful.
Gary, we learned after the Stanley Cup final, go beat Pittsburgh. That's what the city wants. Go
that
beat
would be
Pittsburgh.
Nice.
Hey, fantastic. Always good to talk to you. I hope you guys break the attendance record. You get a win for the home crowd, and we look forward to talking to you throughout the season. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Gary Smith, he is the head coach at Nashville SC. Love talking to that guy. And
still tickets available. Go on out.
Yep.
Break the record.
Nissan Stadium, and that is going to be part of Pick 6. Attendance, that will be a part of it. Just be listening. Got a great prize. Want you to get involved. 737-1025. We'll review last week, make our picks, and get your calls. That's next.